got some money to spend tonight.
Yes, indeedy, it is finally Friday, which means we're excited to talk to Jonathan Choman. He is the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Come on, Jonathan, let's do it together. Woo, woo, Friday.
Woot, woot, Friday. How's that?
That was so Jonathan. Woot,
well,
woot.
Yeah, I'm working up to it. It's 7:37.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we've been up for hours and hours. You probably just woke up and rolled out of bed, right?
I'll call back at like 1:30.
and then we can get a full woot, woot.
We'll be more pumped, yeah. But what does have me excited is all the events that are happening this weekend.
Yeah, tell us about it. I'm sure it's a busy weekend. Yeah.
It is. Well, as always, you know this. But
yes.
Tonight are a couple of great music events. First of all, the Black Sheep is hosting the Emo Night Tour. And that's pretty much exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
Imagine going to a show and hearing Taking Back Sunday, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance, and more, all playing only their best songs all night long. The Emo Night DJs will be spinning. I'm going to try to get this right here. All the angst your teenage dirtbag heart desires all night long that will make you feel like you're at Warped Tour 08 minus all the dust and melting in the sun.
Yay! Woo!
So, a heck of an event at the Black Sheep tonight.
Not that those aren't good bands that they're spinning, you know. It's just that description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Tri-Lake Center for the Arts is hosting Bettman and Halpin tonight in Monument. They perform original folk music and joyful acoustic Americana. Their concerts combine high-energy bluegrass, roots-inspired compositions, beautiful ballads, and groovy feel-good songs that audiences will be singing in their heads for weeks thereafter. So if you're up in Monument or haven't been to the Tri-Lake Center for the Arts, tonight is a good opportunity. TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra,
yes,
is in town on Sunday, 3 p.m. They're
like
celebrating their 21st year on the road. Sorry?
Did you like my version of it? No,
I didn't hear it.
You didn't even hear it. Okay, well, we'll avoid it. Maybe TJ can pull up some TSO in the background. Nobody wants
Perfect.
Me doing that, though. So they're here. Sorry, Jonathan.
No, you're good. They're at the World Arena. And this year, they are unveiling a completely updated presentation of their Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
Awesome.
So the tickets, as you might imagine, are going fast. So if you want to get on that for Sunday, do it soon. Sunday at 1 p.m., Stargazers Theater and Event Center is hosting their first Bluegrass Festival in partnership with the Manitou Music Foundation. They'll have five bands that they're featuring at Stargazers: Manitou Strings, Out of Nowhere, Red Mountain Boys, Acme Bluegrass, and Countywide.
Hmm.
Two more. If you're feeling historically inclined, the McAllister House Museum is hosting a presentation on Nikola Tesla and Colorado Springs on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. So for folks who don't know, Tesla was in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
In 1899, he built an experimental station at the corner of Kiowa and Foote Avenue for his study of the use of high-voltage, high-frequency electricity in wireless power transmission. So the McAllister House Museum's visitor services manager will present on what Tesla hoped to accomplish in Colorado Springs and hopefully talk about the man himself, shedding some light on his personality.
That's awesome. That sounds fun.
Yeah, for sure. And then finally, the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival is tonight through Sunday at all sorts of locations in Colorado College. The festival is dedicated to celebrating the drive, spirit, and diversity of women. Now in its 32nd year, it is the longest-running women's film festival in North America, presenting both documentaries and narratives, features, and shorts. So throughout the weekend, approximately 40 films will be presented at five venues across the Colorado College campus. Now, many of those festival tickets are sold out, but I believe you can still catch some day passes and individual show tickets as well. So that and TSO, get on it pretty quick, and it's another great weekend of events in the region.
All right, Jonathan, you gave us some nice choices to pick from. We appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. 741, KRDO's Morning News.